Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Twitter apparently is laying off almost 4,000 staff members this weekend. Like, they got the layoff email today, apparently, and they're no staff are allowed to come back until Monday. So they, you know, they're changing the locks or whatever, right? They're doing what they gotta do there. And so that's kind of interesting. There's been a bunch of stuff. The Federal Reserve raising the interest rates again. If we get a chance, we can talk about some of those things. But here in the studio, you've got Ian
and Chris.
And nobody is remotely there. As we continue with your phone calls and thoughts, let's go to them. We have Bob calling from Ohio. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the economy. You know, Joe Biden has ran this economy to the near depths of hell. Is that okay if I say that?
Yeah, you're fine on that one. Just, you know, when in doubt, leave it out, I would say. It should be a rule, because we are on broadcast radio. But go ahead.
All right. You know, communism is rolling through the streets of our government. People are trying to establish a Stalin-like agenda in Congress. We need to make sure that our nation and our little grandchildren are protected from this Bolshevik propaganda.
And how would you propose to do that?
You know, we need to have a full-out ban on communism in this nation.
What would that look like?
A ban on having an opinion? How is that going to work?
A ban on having a bad opinion, let's say that.
How would that work exactly?
I mean, isn't that what the socialists want?
How many police are we going to need?
And, you know, we could do what they did in the 40s and in the 50s.
You mean have, like, communist hearings and try to identify who the communists are?
Take over the economy, control who every business hires, make every business decision for every businessman. Doesn't that put us halfway to being communists?
We're going to privatize. We're going to have companies privatize so they have decisions. They have more of a decision than the federal government on other things like transportation, health care.
Well, what they did during the 40s and 50s is the government told them who not to hire, and they didn't hire those people.
Well, you know,
so
we can have
that was pretty much government tyranny.
Sorry, what was that, Bob?
They would have to have a background check to make sure that they're not communism. They're not communists, sorry.
And what would happen to the communists?
Well, they would be sent to jail.
Well, what if I don't want to pay?
For thinking bad thoughts. Well, you know, you should really look into communism because you think like one.
If you are violating the rules that Congress would sign and the president would declare, you would also be sent to a camp. You know, we do not. If you are violating the laws,
come on, man. You don't really believe this, right? You're trolling
us,
right?
I was going to say, instead of trying to save the country, you should come to New Hampshire, but you would probably be better off in Texas.
Yeah, this guy's totally...
We need to stop.
Huh?
We need to stop communism in its full tracks.
But, dude, it didn't work the last time you tried this.
This is the same thing the socialists are trying now.
Yeah, well, first of all, it didn't work for the communists to number one. It didn't work for the communists to put people in gulags, and they ended up putting their own people in there eventually, and it was just really horrifying. But the things that he brought up, the whole hearings about who's a communist and who's not, that obviously didn't work because, as he pointed out, the communists are running all kinds of institutions, and it didn't work at all, Bob. I mean, what do you say to that?
What it did is it discredited the anti-communist people because people saw that they were just as bad as the communists.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to make your decisions for you, too, and tell you what you could think and what you could read and what you could say. That's the opposite of the world I'm looking for.
I don't even understand how people see the Democrats and Republicans as two different parties. Like, they both are. They're both doing, like, they're advocating for the same thing.
Sure.
They're just, it's like, okay, different time frames we're talking about, but, you know, the second the right wing gets into power, they're doing the same thing the left is trying to do now.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. And just one other thing, like, you know, freedom of speech. Yeah, some people say things I don't care for, and I certainly don't care for the ideas of communism, but the way you fight those ideas is with better ideas.
That's persuasion.
That's it. But Major Payne, go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to be open-minded with that last caller until he brought up putting him in the gulag. That was a little bit over the
yeah.
line there. So anyway, Pecos, or no, is there nobody? I think it was you brought
Nobody's
up
here.
Just before the last break. About every 20 years, there's a political change in the wind, and how does it keep transferring power back and forth, and yet there's no change? I have a theory on this. I mean, granted, there was political division even after the revolution in this country. But after the Civil War, when Johnny come marching home, there was serious division in this country. And they've been breeding that jackass and riding him ever since. I don't know how they ever managed to breed a jackass. That's a prospect just for the Lord himself. But so every 20 years or so, the politics shifts. Well, about every 20 years or so, a generation changes.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that the father and the son will rebel against the father.
Yeah.
And once he comes right-minded, generally he'll come home if the father was right-minded, right? But if you can put that wedge of division in there at that crucial moment in time, you got something.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not picking up what you're laying down, bro.
Well, the division between father and child and the division between generations. You'll have a Republican generation and you'll have a Democratic generation. And if the father was a Republican and the son disagreed with him, he'd become an independent or a libertarian or a Democrat.
I mean, wouldn't you have to do that for 20 years?
But isn't that happening all at the same time? Like,
yeah.
Democrats are having Republican children and Republicans are having Democrat children, but not all children rebel against their parents. So some of the Republicans are having Republican children and some of the Democrats are having Democrat children. I don't know. Are we oversimplifying this? We probably are.
Well, that's what you missed the part I said. If the father was right in his thoughts, the son will probably come to his senses and come home to the father.
Yeah, but none of these people are right in their thoughts. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans are a bunch of sick people, for the most part, that still believe it's okay to try to control their neighbors through the violence of the system, to get in control of the federal or state governments and then use that system, which is violence, against their neighbors to force them to behave in the ways that they want them to behave. And that is the sickness that infects all of these people within this political system.
Well, Ian, you're surrounded and outnumbered, my friend, and you don't have the high ground, so you better find a way to smoke a peace pipe with the rest of us assholes.
Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. We are surrounded, that is for sure, and we don't have the numbers. That is true as well, but that's why we're trying to recruit as many liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire to where we will have the numbers. And as of right now, we already have significant numbers here.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's this delusional fantasy that it's actually coming into reality. I don't know how it's happened. I don't know how we've managed to be so successful, but we have been successful. Sure.
It's easy. Well, I mean, not easy, but it's simple.
It's not easy.
It's simple. It's simple, right? There's a difference between easy and simple. It's simple. Numbers make a difference.
Sure.
If you have a concentration of activism, then things become possible that were previously completely impossible, completely out of reach. So it is now possible for libertarians to get elected. They just have to run as Republicans or Democrats and be in New Hampshire. Anywhere else, that plan will not work because you don't have enough activists to back you up. We've got enough people here, and we're going to continue with your calls, by the way. We've got enough people here to where the Republicans are pandering to the libertarians to try to get their votes so they don't lose the election. And that's what we're
It's crazy, and you're 100% right.
Yeah, so, you know, you're going to have to start being more friendly towards the libertarians, or they're going to work against you, and then you're probably going to lose if you're in New Hampshire.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm. is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there. It's our Patreon. You can do it for as little as $5 a month, and that's what Dan is doing, so I really appreciate that support. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, which means more people hearing the ideas of liberty, more people hearing about wasted vote syndrome, and all the other stuff that we talk about here on the air. If you like what we do, then you want to help us, please go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. By the way, before we get back into your phone calls and thoughts, and it is Ian, Chris, and Nobody here with you, before we get back into it, I mentioned a 20-minute video that shows a lot more. Like, if you've been following the Don Bolduc attack situation and you know the truth that Don Bolduc was the one who attacked our co-host Joa, not the other way around, that video we posted yesterday, early, like in the overnights yesterday, then I just put a 20-minute version of not just the attack, right, but the whole, like, more context, what happened before, what happened after, the full arrest. And it was a long arrest because they had to actually, after they took Joa into custody, they were waiting for the police cruiser to arrive. That's why it literally, like, most of this video, probably 10 minutes of it, is just them waiting with him in handcuffs as we're just peppering the police with questions as we learn that the police officers didn't even witness the trespass. They made the arrest for trespass, but they themselves admit in the video that they didn't see anything. They were just doing what the security agent told them to do at the college. And so a lot of this video is going to be really useful, I think, when it comes time for the trial. But you get to see it now. Just go to freekeen.com. It is the brand newest article. I just posted it a little bit earlier here tonight. So if you've been wanting to see more from outside of the Senate debate, including some of the heckling that was going on and, you know, things that were happening outside beyond just the arrest, there's a little bit of that too. So check it out at freekeen.com. We go to back to your calls and thoughts. Mark is on the line listening to WNDB in Daytona Beach. Go ahead, Mark. Oh, do we have Mark?
Mark, yeah, you got me.
Yeah, we got you, man. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I think I can solve some of the crime problem, but the American public has to get a backbone. We need to go public execution.
Whoa.
That guy in Milwaukee, he needs to be executed within the next 10 days.
Which guy are you talking about?
That guy in New York to kill the girl, the mom in front of her three kids, he needs to be executed within 10 days. The Parkland shooter, he should have been executed a long time ago.
It takes a lot longer than that to put on a trial.
They don't need a trial. We got, if they're guilty, we know
no
they're guilty.
Trial.
If three or four people witness them doing their heinous thing, we don't need a trial.
Whoa, I mean, you're talking about a pretty scary idea here. You're saying to abolish the right to a trial and just start executing people that you think are guilty?
No, give them a trial, but give it to them pretty quick. This thing about keeping them alive in prison for the next 20 years is crazy. I don't want to support them. I want them dead.
So you'd be okay if Ian, myself, and Nobody decided to make an accusation against you of murder? And
no, not an accusation. If enough people witness, if enough people,
yeah, if we claim that we witnessed and murdered somebody,
and
we don't have a body or anything,
running those people over,
we should just execute you at that point. It sounds like
he couldn't hear you. He was talking.
Well, if you catch me doing something like that, yeah.
Well, the problem is that sometimes people lie, right? And so that's why we have trials.
I understand that.
So if we rush the trial before there's a body, even, you're saying we should just execute the person.
The Parkland shooter in South Florida, the guy that killed all the kids and the teachers, and they want to give him life in prison, execute him. But then if they need to pull him out next to him, that guy in Memphis that killed the jogger, they know he did it. It's proven he did it. Execute him.
Okay. And you think that'll do what? What do you think that'll do?
I think that people will start. If people think they're going to get hurt or executed, they're going to quit doing some of the crimes they're doing.
But there's no evidence yet that's true.
You know, there are places that don't give you a real trial, and they execute people, as you say, and there's still crime.
Yeah, but I mean, this is, some of this stuff is ridiculous. People have to have a deterrent. There's no deterrent.
Okay, you didn't listen to what Chris just said. What he tried to tell you was that there are places where executions happen regularly, and it doesn't deter crime. Like, there's plenty of statistics that show that public executions or executions in general doesn't deter crime.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem with, you know, this thought process of, oh, we just need to execute people, is most of the people committing the crimes aren't thinking about the consequences or the penalties for having committed a crime, or they're thinking they're not going to get caught.
Or they're, so it's happening in, it's the moment.
Not, right, it's not a deterrent, you know, that we, saner people might have, have.
Well, plus, what if you get the wrong guy?
Right.
You're going to increase.
That's a nice thing about just making sure the potential victims are all armed, because if you shoot the guy while he's in the process of trying to kill you, you're probably not going to get the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, yeah.
Not to mention you don't die if you do it right.
I'm not only a concealed carry permit owner, I'm also an NRA instructor, so I understand what you're talking about there.
Okay, so I think we could come to an agreement that self-defense makes sense. Like, that's a good idea, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
People should be able to defend themselves. If people have the freedom to defend themselves, then you're going to see a lot of bad guys get taken out in the moment. Then you don't need a trial, you don't need an execution, because the deed was done.
That's perfect.
And you just clean up the mess and move on.
Yeah.
And that's the consequence that they do think about when their friends are getting shot, breaking into somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, you know, free food and a free bed for 10 years. That's getting shot.
But Mark, one of the problems with executions or the death penalty, and a real strong reason why I'm against it, I'm glad I live in New Hampshire where they don't have it anymore, is that, you know, the system is not perfect. And it is going to, we've seen corrupt prosecutors go after people who were completely
again,
innocent.
Again and again and again.
Yeah, again and again, and they frame them, and they come up with false evidence and witnesses who don't really remember clearly, but they put them on the stand anyway, and they get them to testify, or maybe they're intimidating them, or whatever it is that happens, or they look similar to the person who did it, but they weren't actually the person who did it. And we've seen hundreds of people who have been exonerated thanks to, I believe it's the Innocence Project, over the years, from various different crimes. Some of them had been on death row. We've seen innocent people go to prison and then come out later on, and you want to put some of those people to death. I think you need to rethink this.
See, I've got mixed feelings, because
see him commit the crime. I mean, if you've got, like, the guy in Milwaukee that ran all the people down, are they sure it's him? 100% unequivocally it's him.
Well, I get where you're coming from, man, but I don't think eye for an eye, you know, is a good thing. I think that you're lowering yourself to the level of, you know, violence in that case, and it's not necessary.
It just becomes revenge at that point.
It doesn't make anyone whole.
Positive impact on society.
Yeah. It doesn't make anyone whole.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings, because given a choice between life without parole and death, I'd take death in a heartbeat.
Well, and that's the other thing. I believe studies have shown that actually to execute people is a very, very costly endeavor as well. So thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. At least we could agree on self-defense. I mean, that is something, and that's an important thing. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Inflation is still near a 40-year high, but the labor market remains strong, with the October jobs report showing around 261,000 jobs were added. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says he believes the market is a mixed bag.
We have to do everything we can to address inflation because, for instance, with gas prices, I've said we've got to invoke the Defense Production Act to increase refining capacity because our global and American refining capacity is too low to convert any amount of crude oil into gasoline.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will welcome 7 new members on Saturday. The induction ceremony for this year's class will be held at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. This year's class highlighted by Pat Benatar and Dolly Parton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, and Nobody here. You can join us on the phones. You can join us online as well anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Or join us tomorrow night for our internet-only show, Beard Talk Live, which will feature Captain Kickass and Pecos Mountaineer. And usually Nobody is joining them as well. Nobody, are you planning on being there this week?
I'm planning to.
All right, very good. And so Beard Talk Live is a show that is done only on the internet. We're here 7 nights a week doing an actual broadcast radio show that's also online, but Beard Talk Live starts at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays, so it's about a half hour after our broadcast radio show ends, and it is only online, only on our video streaming platforms like Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com, and that means there's no FCC. So that means you can say the things that you normally can't say on the radio during Beard Talk Live. And some people do take advantage of that during that program. So don't miss that. Make sure you tune in for it if you can live tomorrow night. If you can't listen live, it's okay. You can just subscribe to our podcast. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com and subscribe to the podcast there. And then you will be able to get the audio version of the show later on. So like the next day sometime usually is when that comes out. Usually it's actually the same night, but you never know.
Sometimes there's technical difficulties. Well, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've been talking about political corruption, lying politicians, and more here. But first, we have Tom on the line calling from Illinois. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's on your mind, Tom?
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about freedom of speech, right? Because it was something that I tried to touch on the last time I was on the air, but I guess it wasn't something that was, you know, acceptable because of the FCC.
Yeah, that pesky FCC. It forced us to hit the dump button, and I don't like doing it, but I have to sometimes when people say certain words.
And so I wanted to touch on something because I don't think many people know, right? In 2016... I actually ran for Senate against Tammy Duckworth and Mark Kirk. I only got about 3.9% of the vote as a registered independent. But you know, specifically because I've heard the topic discussed tonight about political corruption, and I've heard the discussion about freedom of speech. You know, I think the thing that is quite forgotten in this democratic republic is that, you know, people don't understand that it's all about restricting people, right? The FCC, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. They don't...
LRN.FM.
Here, so I'm going to have to dump your call again. You know, he called back, and the first time he said the S word on the air, and I took his call off the air, and I said, "Hey, look, you know, we're on the air every night of the week. You're welcome to call back anytime." Because it was his first time, I think, calling in, or at least the first time I remember him calling in. Maybe he's called before, but it was certainly, it seemed like it was an accident, right? Like, to me, it seemed the first time like it was an accident. That was definitely not an accident, that he absolutely did that on purpose, and it's not getting on the air, dude. The number here is 603-283-6160. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
He just said horse hockey. He could have stayed on the air.
He could have. That boy,
Illinois, he's definitely Southern Illinois, down by Cairo, Illinois. People think it's Cairo, but it's Cairo.
Is that how they pronounce it?
Cairo, yeah. You don't want to be thinking people, you don't want to be thinking that you're in, people thinking you're in Egypt, so you name your town Cairo.
Yeah. We actually used to be on, I think, in that market. We used to have a really small AM station that aired this show. David, do me a favor if you can, like, hold that phone back from your face. It's just so distorted. I don't know why.
It's all the way at arm's length now, man.
It's just not that much better, but a little bit. Anyway, go ahead.
I got to grow longer arm. What about head?
I don't know. You might need a new phone, but anyway, go ahead. What do you got?
I do need a new phone. Send me one. They're only $1,000.
No, they're not. You can get them for like $30.
Oh, the prices are going up.
But that's an Obama phone. I don't want an Obama phone.
Okay. So. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was calling about something else, but the Cairo, that's where they got the federal lockup down there. He's probably calling from the federal lockup. Did you hear the recording? Anyway.
No.
Okay. So, first of all, Mr. Guy from Uper Guy, I know he's not a Uper, he's Northern Michigan, but Uper sounds better. But Uper Guy, he said you'd have a problem if you were breeding a jackass, but that if you're breeding a jackass, you know, problem, because a jackass is a male donkey, and you use a male donkey to breed to a female horse, and you get a mule, and it's the mule that you can't breed because they're sterile.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Thanks,
now
man.
You know.
Learn something new every night here. What else?
So does the
you're on a roll.
So does the yeah. So the it's kind of funny because I tuned in tonight and I had heard on the national news. Oh wait a minute, I'm not talking about Mr. Cairo anymore. I can switch out of my Southern Illinois accident. That was Freudian. but I heard on the national news about the Bulldog thing.
Oh yeah.
And when I heard it on the on the national news, I had no idea that it was my good friend Joe that was involved.
Yeah.
So I tuned in tonight to your program, and I heard that. So now I got some incentive to research it and see my good friend Joe getting arrested again in all for good cause.
Well, the good news is we did all the research for you. You can just go to freekeen.com, and you can see there's a two-minute video posted yesterday, and then there's a 20-minute video that I just posted tonight, and that should give you all the context that you need.
Freaking what?
Freekeen, K K-E-E-N-E, freekeen.com.
Okay.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. Let's go to this caller. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you.
My name is John.
John, what's on your mind tonight, dude? You're on the air.
Actually, the New Hampshire Senate race.
Okay.
So, you know, Don Baldock, he's the, you know, general, the I believe he's the general, you know, running for Senate against Maggie Hassan. I've never known how to pronounce it. Maggie Hassan.
Close enough.
I'm just wondering, from a libertarian standpoint, which of these candidates would be best to support?
Neither.
Yeah.
Neither? Is there a libertarian on the ballot?
There is, actually. Yeah. His name is Jeremy Kaufman, and he's come out with some really entertaining campaign advertisements that are just absolutely fantastic, well-produced, and persuasive, and brilliant.
And if there isn't a libertarian on the ballot, you can always run it right in nobody.
Yes.
Because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody should be telling you what to do.
I regularly vote for nobody for office.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do vote. Last time I called on her, so I believe Sarah was her name. She didn't vote.
Sarah? Yeah, no, Sarah votes. She's...
Oh, no, Sarah doesn't... Yeah, Sarah votes. I sent somebody else from me didn't vote.
Oh, Captain Kickass doesn't vote. He's our Saturday night co-host. He is adamantly against voting.
I see. What do you believe? I mean, you vote, I guess?
I do, yeah. I've run for office. And
what would you run for?
I have all kinds of things. I've run for governor as a Democrat, New Hampshire Senate as a Libertarian and a Republican, state rep, city council, you name it.
So you ran for governor as a Democrat. When was... How'd you do in the primary? I generally don't know. I'm not trying to pick up time.
I think I got like over a percent.
I'm shocked that you remember, given how many times you've run.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. Ballotpedia has all that information if you wanted to go back. I believe it was 2012 and 2014.
You run for reasons of speech, of getting your voice out there, right?
Yeah, I ran as a libertarian running as a Democrat, right?
Right.
Because it's a lot easier in New Hampshire. And thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate the call. But it's a lot easier to run here in New Hampshire as a member of the major two parties, because then all you got to do is you pay the filing fee, and you're on the ballot.
Yeah,
that's it. There's no thousands of signatures that you have to, you know, require jumping through ridiculous hoops, arbitrary and ridiculous hoops. So that's why I did that, just to bring the message of liberty out there into that particular race. And I did better than I expected, which is to say, I believe I cracked 1%.
You're a principal guy, man.
In one of the elections. But the most important thing is I got interviewed by different media organizations. I got to talk about the ideas of libertarianism and liberty, and maybe some new people heard those ideas because of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us. The number, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We were talking, actually a caller called in about running for office, and he had asked me, because I mentioned I'd run for a variety of different things, he asked me about, you know, how that was or whatever. We ended up talking about results, and I misrecalled. I had said I did better than over 1%, and it turns out that is true, but that was the second time I ran for governor where I got 1.47% in the Democratic primary, but that was a five-way primary, and there was no incumbent in that race. But when I actually ran against Maggie Hassan, who we talked about her previously, she's currently the senator for New Hampshire, but she was, prior to that, she was the governor for a couple of terms, I think, two or three terms. And I had run against her in her reelection campaign in 2014, and in that race I got 4.1%. So I did much better than I had recalled doing. And again, all I ever did was I just simply responded to media inquiries, right? I just wanted to get the word out about the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, you know, this is why I think we're winning in New Hampshire. It's, you know, if the most hated man in New Hampshire, and I'm being a little sarcastic here, but, you know, can get the one race, you said you got 36%, something like that?
That was this year when I ran as a Republican for New Hampshire Senate in the primary, and I lost to the other guy.
Yeah, if you can get 36%, it's just a matter of getting more people here.
Yeah, that's a fact. And, of course, nobody, you ran for governor in 2020. It was your first time running for governor, and you almost cracked 1% in a race against a very strong incumbent, Chris Sununu. It was very, very hard to get any traction, and of course the media didn't help you by completely ignoring your campaign. I think you would have done better had the media actually picked up on your campaign, but they did everything they
could. Well, I'm told it helps if people know you're running.
Yeah, they did everything they could to keep it silent about you, which was really, really disappointing to see that.
That's how they try to, you know, hinder us from getting elected here, is they just ignore us.
Any other comments on that? All right, we continue here. I just want to make sure you guys had a chance because we got other people on the line. We're going to go to the phones here. Let's talk to Elijah on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Elijah.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk a little bit about my run for public office that I did out here in Arizona. I'm a former attorney. I used to work for the American Civil Liberties Union.
Wow.
I know not many libertarians are incredible fans of the American Civil Liberties Union, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I actually joined the ACLU at the same time I joined the NRA.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's something right there.
I don't think we're not anti-ACLU libertarians. Yeah. We're generally supportive of the ACLU, but there's been certain things the ACLU, especially in recent years, has done that hasn't been, I think, as principled as some of the past things that the ACLU has done.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I've attended the ACLU awards dinner here in New Hampshire, I think, 5 or 6 years straight, and nobody, you went with me on the most recent year before they stopped doing it during COVID. So, yeah, I've definitely been a supporter, if not of the national ACLU, certainly the state one, which is really a fairly principled organization and usually stands up very in a principled way for freedom of speech from what I've seen. But anyway, Elijah, what else did you have to say?
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, I ran for the Arizona State Legislature in 2020 in a district that was pretty much commonly a strong D seat. So it was, you know, held by Democrats for a very long period of time until 2018 when it went Republican, and it's been Republican ever since. And when I ran, I mean, I got 46% of the vote, which was pretty good. I mean, it was pretty good for a first-time candidate.
Yeah, and that was in the general election, or you got knocked out of the primary?
Yeah, that was the general.
General,
yeah.
Okay.
Which was great. You know, amazing. You know, we did a great job. Volunteers were amazing. But, you know,
LRN.FM.
That's too bad.
I was expecting that.
We've been targeted by some of these trolls for a little while, and they'll bring up a legitimate topic, and it could be an interesting conversation, and then they just go and they say something they can't say on the radio. What's the point of that?
I'm actually a little surprised at how well spoken some of these trolls have been here lately.
Yeah. Yeah, too bad. All right, we continue here because there's another one. John, in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live, supposedly.
How are you guys? I just want to talk about January 6th. I don't plan to say anything dumb. I personally am kind of insulted for trying to have a serious discussion here about libertarian principle and personal freedoms, and people are calling in. But I want to talk about January 6th, if that's okay.
You're on. Go ahead.
Perfect. So, do you believe, firstly, that the election was stolen in 2020? And secondly, if you do, was January 6th an appropriate course of action to reclaim America, I guess?
I have absolutely no care whatsoever about January 6th, other than I think it was words I can't say on the radio, but I think it was such a ridiculous exaggeration.
I think
the Democrats, at least, narrative anyway.
I think a lot of elections are shams in a lot of different ways. I mean, we've certainly seen lots of evidence for some of these voting machines being questionable and the electronic voting being highly questionable.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, you know, who knows to what extent that sort of nastiness was going on. Personally, it really doesn't matter to me who wins the national elections, because whoever wins, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Because they're going to keep making the government bigger and, you know, destroying freedoms. I don't think that the thing that happened on January 6th was a particularly serious occasion. I think that those people were not interested in a so-called insurrection. Otherwise, it would have been much more, well, let's say, violent. And I don't support violence. I don't think violence is the solution to the problem of the state. I think that actually lowers you to the level of the state. But those people were just on an unauthorized tour of the state capitol. I think all of the fear-mongering and the media about it, the mainstream media, has been absolutely ridiculous, and the prosecutions are completely ridiculous as well.
Wake me when they bring the guns in and they start burning the place down, and then we'll talk about whether
it's an insurrection.
Yeah, then it's an insurrection.
Nobody, do you want to weigh in?
Then I'll be impressed.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, nobody, do you want to weigh in on John's questions here?
Well, first off, calling it an insurrection is an absurdity.
I agree.
You know, nobody I strongly doubt that any of these people thought they were going to go in and overthrow the government unarmed by taking selfies.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of selfies.
What about the people who were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence"?
Hang Mike Pence. Were there people chanting that?
That was a chant, yeah.
I mean, this is very, you know, I don't know if I like to trace the words insightful, but it's definitely not insightful. That's not definitely not the word. But it's definitely, it's inciting, maybe, you know, like outrage, I think.
Informative?
No, not informative, but it's creating like anger in the population of the opposing side. But, you know, I tend to be against chanting in general. I find it to be particularly mindless. I don't really care for any chants. It's really, you know, it's hard to listen to.
Like hero worship, right?
It's really frustrating. And I certainly am against violence, even though I understand that politicians are violent and they are using violence against peaceful people. I feel like we need to rise above that and be more creative in our solutions. John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it.
Before we start hanging people, we should definitely tar and feather them a couple of times and see if they get the message.
Give them something to think about, right? Thank you, John. I do appreciate it, man. And thanks for not saying, you know, something you can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
A lot of times when it's a younger voice that calls in, like we're usually hovering over the dump button just to be sure, and I don't like having to do that.
Well, we might be cutting people off before they've had a chance. They're so well-spoken here.
Let's go real quick. Anonymous caller, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello? Hi, guys.
Oh, this doesn't sound like a fake voice at all.
No. Totally legit.
LRN.FM. Time for your calls here tonight. But for those of you that really get off on saying the S word on the air, why don't you just call during Beard Talk Live tomorrow night? Because then
we'll go through Carlin's seven words with you.
Yeah, you know, it's not like it's impressive. We've heard this. Like, what you guys are doing is so old and so tired. It's so uncreative.
And it's not even like we're against those words. Like, you're not even trolling us.
No.
You know?
No. Just wasting time. You're wasting your time.
Go call a Republican show. Then you'd be trolling people.
Yeah, well, they've got a dump box, too.
They do, but so they would be upset by the bad words.
Maybe we should sue the FCC.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You could do that.
I had the money.
Out of time for tonight. Or an attorney who's willing to do it, because that's what you really need. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meeting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.